Today we're building a dark, wide, rolling drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12, using jungle swing, tight low-end control, and atmospheric width. The big idea here is simple: make the track feel huge without making it messy. In this style, you want contrast. One element carries the groove, one element carries the low-end pressure, one element carries the air and width, and everything else supports those core parts. If you keep that mindset from the start, your mix will stay much cleaner. Let's begin by setting the project up at 174 BPM. That's a classic drum and bass tempo, and it gives us the right kind of energy right away. Create four tracks: drums, sub-bass, atmosphere, and an optional FX track for little ear candy and transitions. Turn on the metronome and set yourself up with an 8-bar loop. Working in 8-bar phrases is a great habit in jungle and DNB, because the music often breathes in these short, repeating sections with small changes every 4 or 8 bars. Now let's build the drum foundation. On the drums track, load a drum rack and add a kick, a snare or clap, and either a break loop or some break slices. If you've got hats or extra percussion, great, but don't overload it. For a beginner, the safest starting point is a classic DNB backbeat, snare on 2 and 4, a kick before the snare, and a few ghost hits or break slices to give the rhythm movement. The groove is where the jungle feel starts to come alive. Open the groove pool in Ableton and drag in a swing groove, like an MPC-style swing. Apply that to your breakbeat or MIDI clip, and then keep the settings moderate. A good starting point is timing around 40 to 60% with a little randomness and a little velocity variation. The goal is not to make the drums sound broken or sloppy. The goal is to make them feel human, loose and rolling. Slight imperfections are part of the vibe, so don't chase a mathematically perfect swing. Let it push and stumble a little. If you're using an auto break, you can go a step further. Warp the loop in beats mode to keep it tight. Then try slicing it to a new MIDI track by transients or by 1/8 notes. That gives you control over individual hits. You don't need to edit every single slice. Just focus on the snare, the kick, one or two ghost hits, and maybe a pickup fill into the next bar. A tiny movement on just a few key hits can make the whole loop feel much more alive. Once the pattern is there, shape the drum sound. A simple drum chain might be EQ8, drum boss, saturator, and utility. Use EQ8 to cut unnecessary rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz and reduce any muddy buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if the loop feels cloudy. Drum boss can add punch quickly, but be careful with it. A little drive goes a long way, and boom usually needs to stay low or even off for break-driven DNB. Saturator with soft clip-on can help the drums feel thicker and more controlled. Utility is there to keep an eye on width, especially if any drum layers start spreading too much. For this style, the drums should feel solid, not blurry. Now we move to the sub-bass. This is the pressure system. The sub is what makes the track feel heavy. A great beginner move is to use operator with a simple sine wave. Keep it clean and focused. If you want a touch more audibility on smaller speakers, add a tiny bit of saturation later, but don't turn the sub into a distorted lead. The bass pattern should support the drums, not fight them. Hold notes under the snare gaps and leave space for the groove to breathe. Often, the best bass line in this kind of track is repetitive and hypnotic, not busy. Most importantly, keep the sub mono. That's one of the biggest rules in drum and bass. If the low end gets wide, it gets weak. So use utility to keep the bass centered and avoid stereo effects on the sub. You can also use EQA to clean up mud and a little compression or glue compressor only if the bass is uneven. But don't overprocess it. A strong sub usually sounds better when it's simple and stable. Now let's create the atmosphere, because this is where the track gets its depth and width. Use a pad, a texture, a field recording, a reversed sound, or even a simple sustained synth note. The atmosphere should feel like it surrounds the drums, not like it sits on top of them. Start with EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, so it doesn't clutter the low end. Then you can add slow movement with auto filter, a subtle chorus ensemble for width, echo for rhythmic motion, and hybrid reverb for a dark, spacious tail. Utility can widen the atmosphere much more than the drums or bass. That's okay here. This is where width belongs. If the atmosphere gets too big, it can blur the mix, so keep it filtered and controlled. Wide, yes. Loud, no. That balance is key. Think of it like fog in the background of a warehouse scene. You want mood and depth, but the drums still need to cut through clearly. A very useful Ableton workflow here is to use return tracks for shared effects. Set up one return for reverb and one for delay. On the reverb return, use hybrid reverb or standard reverb with a long, dark decay, and then high-pass the return with a Q8 so the low end stays clean. On the delay return, use echo with low feedback and a synced rhythmic setting like 1/8 or dotted 1/4. Filter the delay too, so it doesn't cloud the kick or sub. Return tracks are great, because they save CPU, keep your space consistent, and make it much easier to control the overall depth of the mix. Now let's talk about keeping the low end centered and clean, because this is where a lot of beginners get into trouble. Kick and sub should stay in the center. Atmosphere can be wide. Drum room can be moderately wide. Top percussion can spread a bit more. Reverb returns should always be filtered. If the low end disappears in mono, you've gone too far somewhere. A good habit is to check your mix quietly and also check it in mono. If the kick, snare, and sub still feel clear when the volume is low, your balance is probably solid. That's a great test for this style. Next, let's build some arrangement so the loop feels like a real tune, not just a loop. Start with a basic structure. Bars 1 to 8 can be an intro with atmosphere, filtered drums, and no full sub yet. Bars 9 to 16 can bring in the break and bass, with a little filter opening. Bars 17 to 24 can be the drop, with full drums, full sub, and wider atmosphere. Then bars 25 to 32 can act as a breakdown or variation, where you remove the kick, leave space for reverb tails, and let some kind of effects or texture breathe. Automation makes this all feel alive. You can open the atmosphere filter over time, increase the reverb send into a breakdown, widen only the higher textures, or slightly change the drum pattern every 8 bars. Small changes matter a lot indeed, NB. In fact, one of the best rules is to change one thing every 4 bars. That keeps the energy moving without making the arrangement feel chaotic. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't widen the sub bass. Don't drown the drums in reverb. Don't make the break too rigid. And don't stack too many things below 120 Hz. In this genre, it's usually better to have one strong sub, one strong drum pocket, and one atmospheric layer that provides the sense of space. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, focus on mid-range grit instead of just adding more bass. A quiet re-style support layer, a slightly distorted drum room, or a filtered noise layer can add a lot of attitude. You can also create a parallel crunch return with overdrive, saturation, compression, and maybe a short room reverb. Blend it under the dry drums for extra weight, and don't forget the top end. Bright hats are fine, but harsh highs can get tiring fast, so tame any sharp spots around 7 to 10 kHz if needed. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build an 8-bar dark jungle roller using only stock Ableton devices. Put the snare on 2 and 4, add one kick before the snare, add at least 2 ghost hits, and apply a groove from the groove pool. Use operator with a sine wave for the sub, keep it mono, and make it follow the drum pocket. Add one atmospheric layer, high-pass it, and widen it with utility or chorus ensemble. Then use one reverb return and one delay return, both filtered so the low end stays clean. Keep bars 1 to 4 stripped down, and bars 5 to 8 fuller with bass and atmosphere. If you want the extra challenge, make the last bar feel like it's pulling into the next loop with a reversed pad, a riser, or a slightly delayed fill. So, to wrap it all up, jungle swing gives the breakbeats movement and character, the groove pool helps humanize the drums, the sub bass keeps the pressure locked in and centered, and the atmosphere brings the width. Return tracks keep your effects under control, and arrangement is what turns a loop into a track. Remember the core idea here: keep the low end tight, and let the atmosphere do the widening. That's the drum and bass balance, and once you feel that relationship, your track starts sounding way more serious.